What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man. This is your news for the week of June 13th, 2022. Now, I'm a little early this month as my daughter is graduating high school this week. So I'm going to be a bit busy next weekend. So I just wanted to get this one out a little bit early. And of course, this is also, we're going to start off with the Origins 2022 coverage. Now, I've gone to Origins roughly 8 years in a row before COVID hit. And I've always been kind of one of my favorite cons. It's a little more low key in a dealer hall. You can actually walk around in a dealer hall as opposed to Gen Con. It's a little bit more manageable and it's just a little bit more relaxing of a con, in my opinion, than Gen Con. Even though I absolutely love Gen Con as well, the Origins just kind of has a little space in my heart just for just being more of a just board game center, just very cool con. But not being there made it a little bit harder to see what, you know, the hits were of the con or the game of the con for this year's. But And also, there wasn't really a lot of new releases that were featured, mainly due to the uncertainty of shipping and what products are going to be available this year. So it's been hard for publishers to do that as well. So I've been going with the hotness just from what I saw from on Twitter with the hashtag with Origins 2022 and from word of mouth and people that I know were there and from what I saw basically covered the most. So I'm going to give you kind of round out my little five hotness that I did see coming out of the con. First, I wanted to mention Green Team Wins. This is by Nathan Horton and is being put out by 25th Century Games. Now, Nathan is part of Storm Chaser Games that did Medium, and this is yet another really, really cool party game. And in this, you're going to have 15 questions, and then you're going to write down on your little dry erase markers what your answers are for the questions. And now they show an example in kind of the pictures here of what flavor should green be? And now whether you're going to put down lime, apple, or watermelon, depending on who has the most, and that team is that group is going to be called the Green Team. You're going to get a certain amount of points for your answers, and at the end of the round, at the end of the 15 question, you want to be on the Green Team because the Green Team wins, and you want to have the most points there. Very quick playing party game, and very, very simple and very chill. Absolutely love the idea of this game. So check that one out when it does come out. That was another one of those big hits, Green Team Wins. Also, a big buzz of the con was the new edition of Santa's Workshop, which will be coming out by Elf Creek Games. I think it'll be out in quarter three or four should be when it is. I'll have to ask Keith Ferguson, the designer, when it will actually be out. I did get to play this one earlier this year on Tabletop Simulator with Keith. And it really takes, like, Santa's Workshop, the original, is a great, great game as it is. But what this does is it kind of takes the reindeer, which were kind of a lost part of that game because you didn't really use them a whole lot. And it really kind of changes them up a little bit, makes a little bit of a set collection and a little bit more powers with the reindeer and just kind of makes them a little more usable. This is a great family game for 2 to 5 players and plays in about an hour. So he was showing that one off and I did get a bunch of the buzz. Another one is Empire's End, which is oh my God, everybody's been talking about this one. This is one I've been talking about for a while because we have John D. Clare, the designer of Empire's End, on our show every year. We had him on episode 234, was about a month ago, and this is being put out by Brotherwise Games. Now, Empire's End is kind of a Civ deconstruction game, or you're kind of going backwards and you're trying to kind of lessen the bad things that are happening to your civilization. And how you're doing that, it's kind of a mechanism. It's an auction bidding mechanism that kind of takes itself from No Thanks. If you remember kind of in No Thanks, you're trying not to take cards and eventually you're going to have to take some cards, but the bidding is basically these chits that you're putting out there and you got to keep bidding on to not take the card. And it's going to be a similar thing here and then after a while, when you do take it, you're going to be kind of deconstructing your civilization, but you're going to get some powers as you're doing it. And you're going to get some resources from having to take on the bad things, or again, as your civilization kind of is in decline. But man, it looks great. The artist is Quanchai Moria, who always does some great art on games. But Brotherwise Games, they're a great company. Chris and Johnny are a very solid game, solid publishers. They put out Boss Monster and Boss Monster 2, Call to Adventure, which was great, and Unearthed, which is a kind of an under-radar, pretty solid game as well. But I can't say enough about Empire's End, because I'm really looking forward to this. Hopefully I get my hands on this one to check it out as well and bring back some information on that one. But check out Empire's End. Again, episode 234, I talked to John D. Clare, just a solid dude as well. Another amazing company, Chip Theory Games, another part of the hotness. They're showing off Burn Cycle, which I believe is delivering now from Kickstarter. But the Burn Cycle, kind of Chip Theory Games, they use a lot of those poker chips in a lot of their games. Now, what this one is a co-op one. I've talked about this one in the past on here on Munchkinland. This is from 1 to 4 players. It's a co-op game. Takes a little bit of while because each one of these scenarios can take a little while, but you're controlling a team of robots and just you're trying to take down evil human-run corporations. A great theme. But what you're doing is you're kind of programming your robots and you're trying to get the action sequencing to help out your teammates and yourself and to be able to take care of each one of the scenarios. It's an absolutely beautiful game with some really cool gameplay, a little bit heavier. Some of Chip Theory games are, I would say they're all heavy, but this one just be a little bit heavier, just probably because of the mechanisms, but it does look the production value is top notch as well. And finally, from the hotness from Origins, I want to talk about Decorum. Now, Decorum is put out by Floodgate Games, another great publisher. This is going to be a kind of a co-op 2 to 4 player game, but I think it really shines kind of in a 2 player is really where it's set to be. It plays in about an hour, kind of a lighter, another kind of, I don't want to say a party game because it is, 2 to 4 players, but it does have that kind of party feel to it. Now, it's a puzzly game in which there's hidden information. You and your partner are trying to share similar objectives. You're decorating your home in a way that makes you both happy. Now, there's kind of a logic or logic problem there is that you don't know what your partner is trying to get done to the house and they don't know what you're trying to get. So there's different scenarios in which you're trying to change and kind of keep both people happy. You're trying to communicate that with the other person without, cheating with with communication. So very, very cool. This is by Charlie Mackin, Harry Mackin, and Drew Tenenbaum by Floodgate Games. So check that one out. That was the other one that was a big hit that I saw coming around the con. But I want to stay with Floodgate Games as we get into regular news here. They're going to be releasing a game called Kites into retail next month in July as well. Another co-op game with sand timers. I always love kind of sand timers in games. Very hard to do, but if you do them well and the game is good, then it really makes the game pretty, pretty cool. Sand timers, where you're trying to keep your kites in the air. Now, I don't know a whole lot of information other than 2 to 6 players, but it should be kind of a lighter, kind of, again, family weight game. But that should be out next month, and I'm not really sure of the price point. I didn't see that one out as well, but anyway, it'll be out next month. If I do get a price point, I will put that one out there as well on the Twitter. Now, FFG is doing some really cool stuff with, they've got the expansion to Outer Rim came out, and they've got all sorts of great games they put out, but they're doing some a bit nutty, and I think I absolutely love it. So they're going to be releasing, Fantasy Flight will be releasing Twilight Inscription. Now, this is kind of a Twilight Imperium, a TI4 roll and write. This will be out in September. It'll be about $65. It plays from 1 to 8 players, which is really cool because I really like to play this solo. A little kind of a heavier way, but it plays probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours, but it's basically Twilight Imperium, the roll and write. Now, I know that sounds weird, but man, it looks great. It looks like they've put a lot of work into this, and it looks fantastic. And I really want to get my hands on this one. I can't wait to check this one out. Again, you're going to have variable player powers. You're going to have some dice rolling, everything you'd expect in a nice roll and write. But, just think, how in the world do you distill Twilight Imperium to a roll and write? But hey, they've done it, and I can't wait to see how well they've done it as well. But again, check that one out in September. Probably maybe see a little pre-release there in Gen Con as well, but this one will be $65. Speaking of making something a little bit simpler, kind of there, nice little segue there. Capstone Games are going to be releasing Terra Nova in October this year. This will be about $55. This is a streamlined, lighter take on Terra Mystica. Now, Terra Mystica is kind of a harder one, hard to get to the table because it's a little bit chunky and it's a long game and it is a bit involved, but it's a great game. Don't get me wrong. But this, they're saying they're kind of bringing the weight and complexity down to a little bit more manageable every person level there. 2 to 4 players are going to play in about an hour and a half, which is good because Terra Mystica can take, anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. Again, another great game I love, but they're taking out some of the things that make it a little bit more complex, but hopefully they still have that same fun in it because it looks like they're taking out some of the the tracks that you're going to go on. I think it's the God tracks that you're going up, which is one of my favorite parts of the game. But if you take that out and kind of maybe making it more about the terraforming part, in which is, again, you have different classes or different races that do different things in the game and have different powers there. So if you can distill the game into kind of a more manageable level. So this will be interesting to see how this one comes along. Again, this one will be $55 and it'll be out later this year in October. Now, Canadian publisher Lynn Vander Studios is releasing their programmed movement sci-fi racing game. This one is Gemini Gauntlet. That'll be out later this month and it'll be about $55. It's a pretty cool racing idea where you're using programmed movement. Then you're going to see how it plays out. But the other kicker is the track is always changing on you. And of course, you're going to have, I believe it's 10 different racers that all have different powers to them as well. This is 2 to 6 players, plays in about an hour. So it looks pretty cool. Definitely check that one out. The art is fantastic. And I kind of like the idea of a program movement racing game. Kind of a lot of the different program movement things, you kind of program what you want. You're trying to really bluff or outthink your opponents. But as everything kind of plays out, you may crash, you may move one way, you may not be able to move another way. So stuff like that is really cool to me. So I really, really dig that kind of idea. And finally, the OP announced the next expansion to their Disney Sorcerer's Arena Epic Alliances game. That's a mouthful. This is Thrills and Chills. This is going to have more characters. It's going to be Horned King, Jack Skellington, and Mother Gothel. This one will be out in September for $25. It's going to be joining the other expansion that they had, Turning the Tide, which is going to introduce Davy Jones, Moana, and Stitch to the roster. Let's head on over to digital. Finally got some more digital news that I found here. I did download this one as well. Hero Realms just came out this past week that I saw. This is from Wise Wizard Games. It's kind of like Star Realms, but it's in the fantasy setting and kind of like a little bit more updated. I believe it's free on iOS and all the other platforms. So check this one out. Well, it's going to have in-app purchases. I have been playing this one quite a bit. And what's cool is that the base game of Hero Realms just basically had just symmetrical, where everybody started off with the same kind of deck. But what this one does is it brings in those expansions where they had different hero expansions, where they've got either a mage or a rogue or fighter and such, where they each start off with the different player decks. So that's really cool. You have a little bit of, you know, very, very similar, still not great starting hands, but you are starting decks. But it's pretty cool how you kind of brings you into a certain direction as you're playing throughout the game, but a really good game. So Hero Realms, check that one out on your devices as well. Let's head into crowdfunding, and we'll start here on Kickstarter. I want to talk about Gateways and Griffins. Now, I threw this one into the Discord channel earlier this week. This is very cool. This is by Raphael Chandler. This is kind of an escape room in a box, and then it's also a tabletop role-playing game. If you like escape rooms, stuff like this is really good. And for full disclosure, my daughter is actually in this video, and she's also on the Kickstarter page. She works for Raphael at their escape room, because they run a local escape room here in Apex, North Carolina, called Whole Brain Escape. So if you're local or you like escape room, definitely check that one out, because they rotate out the rooms. I believe they have 3 or 4 rooms. She's been working there since the place opened. Raphael and his wife, Heather, are absolutely amazing people. They both have a lot of good video game and design pedigree to them. This is really cool because it's an escape room in a box. And when you're done with the escape room, you basically have a full-fledged role-playing game that you can play. So there's up to, I think there's 100 different puzzles in the game. But definitely check this one out. I backed this one myself, of course. So I really want to check it out. Cooperative for 2 to 5 players, but you can play for a little bit more because it's kind of an escape room. So it'll be a lot of fun there. So check that one out, Gateways and Griffins. And I'll have links to all of these, of course, in the show notes. And it is needs a little bit more funding. It's got about a month to go. So it's a longer campaign, but definitely check that one out. So you have a little bit of time if you want to think about getting involved in that one as well. So next up, Keetum's Dragons. This is by Richard Bries. Now, you'll remember him from all the quote-unquote key different series. Every game is kind of like Keythedral, and of course, my favorite, Keyflower. Now, this is kind of a newer re-implementation of Keetum, which was kind of a implementation of Aladdin's Dragons. Now, Aladdin's Dragons was one of the, I think this one is out, I think it was 1998 or 2000 or so. Aladdin's Dragons, arguably one of the first games to introduce worker placement into the board game sphere, but doesn't really get that kind of the press for, because a lot of people kind of bring Stone Age into that. But this is one of the first ones. Now, this is going to bring Keetum's Dragons is returning that same game, kind of updating it a little bit and bringing in new rules. And they've got a single player rule, solo rules by David Turtsey, and 2 player rules as well. So check that one out. This one you can get in for about $56 US. Got about a week to go, and it is well-funded. But I absolutely love the key game. So Richard Breese does a great job in this. And just being able to get it with a solo version, I may have to get in on this one as well. So Keydom's Dragons. I really want to talk about as well next up, Return to the Dark Tower fantasy role-playing. So if you're a role-playing fan, this is the kind of role-playing system in the Dark Tower universe. And of course, they did just announce Return to the Dark Tower, the second edition printing. They're going to have an expansion and kind of a second printing. That's going to be up. I won't have a link to it just yet because that's going to be coming up, I believe, next week. So if you didn't get into Return to the Dark Tower, the board game, the newer updated version, but board game, I talked to Justin Jacobson, and he said it's going to be next week, and they'll be able to get, they're going to have some reprinting to it as well. But now we've got the Return to Dark Tower, the fantasy role-playing game, which is pretty cool because they've got their own little kind of dice tower involved with, you know, we're in kind of the box that they're going to be putting out where you can throw the dice on there as well. But really cool that it's an RPG. So if you, you know, not necessarily into the Dark Tower, or even if you like the Dark Tower, Return to Dark Tower game, or if you didn't, you want to get into an RPG, you can get in on this one for about $50 more, or you just get the digital version for $25 if that's what you like. This one is well-funded. Again, about 2.5 weeks to go. That is the Return to Dark Tower fantasy role-playing game. And of course, like I said, the second printing of Return to Dark Tower will be up on Kickstarter. Should be next week or the week after, I believe. Next up, Aeon's End, Past and Future. This is kind of a couple of expansions for Aeon's End. You will need the base game for this one. This is by Indie Boards and Cards. This is about a week and a half to go. Well-funded. And Aeon's End is a really cool kind of deck builder. Does some really cool things with the deck building, kind of how you're using your deck there as well. You can get in on this one for about $64, which will get you Wave 7, or you can get $130 for Wave 7 plus choice of what wave. Then you can get in also with everything for $195 onto this one. But check this one out, especially if you're already a fan of Aeon's End, or if you wanted to get in on Aeon's End and you want to get some of the expansions, you know, the new expansions, past and future as well. And finally, in Kickstarter, I want to talk about First in Flight. This is a historical aviation board game. This is put out by Artana. That's about 2.5 weeks to go, and it is well-funded. This is by Ben Rossett and Matthew O'Malley, great, great designers. They're in The Search for Planet X, is them, and then Between Two Cities as well as them. This is pretty cool. It has, to me, it's got a push-your-luck kind of mechanic where it feels almost like a card version of Quacks of Quedlinburg. Now, you're going to be one of the pioneers of aviation, so it's set in the old, about 150 years ago, where they're trying to perfect aviation. You're trying to see how far you can fly. So you're playing cards out from your flight deck to see how far you're going to fly. However, there's also going to be, this we'll call kind of like negative cards that will be in there. And if you get a certain amount of negative cards, you will crash. So it's got a push your luck system. And then you're also kind of building up, you know, little using your deck building to build up that deck. But you're also acquiring other cards that'll give you special powers throughout the game as well. So really looks cool. Not a whole lot to get in there. Standard edition is only about $39. It'll be sold in retail for $50. And it should be out early next year. But really like this one. I love the art. And absolutely can't say enough good things about Matthew O'Malley and Ben Rossett as designers. They do a great job. But before we end today, I did want to get over to GameFound and talk about the Unmatched Storage and Accessories. This is also by Restoration Games. Now, their Unmatched system, of course, everybody loves the Unmatched system. But what's cool is since there are so many different kind of versions or systems that are out, they have a storage system now for you to kind of keep them stored. And it's pretty cool that they've got on this campaign, they show you kind of how things would fit, all the different Unmatched fit in a Kallax, and how they would look in there kind of when you compress them down a little bit into the storage system in the box. And if you've got them sleeved as well, and you can also get some sleeves, they've got some portable options with some bags, and they've got some really cool little add-ons there as well for neoprene battle mats where they're double-sided with the different kind of terrains from the different, whether you want to do Baskerville Manor and then Sarpedon on one side, or Soho and the Hanging Gardens on the other side. As you remember, all the different kind of the different battlefields are just a little bit different, but they're all pretty balanced and pretty well done, but they're a little bit different there. So you can get those as well. There's also art prints on there, some coins, some really cool things to check out. But the biggest thing there is going to be just kind of getting the storage solution there. And of course, there's a bunch of accessories. This one's got about a week to go, but with GameFound, usually can get in a little bit after the campaign as well to get in on some of these things. So definitely check that one out, the Unmatched Storage and Accessories. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I would like to feature, please shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. And please check out themajorspoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And of course, check out the Geek All-Stars podcast, my podcast as well. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple of weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.